This is David Tyler, Director of Gateway Biblical Counseling and Training Center in Fairview Heights, Illinois. And you're listening to Biblical Counseling, Marriage and Family. If you'd like a free download copy of my book, Why Psychology Can't Diagnose Problems, go to my website, davidtylerbooks.com. Get your free download today. Earlier this week in my blog, we looked at how culture renames sin to make it sound respectable. The title of that post is, Are You Slothophobic? A Biblical Response to the Redefinition of Sin. The word slothophobic isn't real, but the attitude it represents certainly is. It illustrates a very real mindset today, a resistance to biblical truth and a tendency to excuse sin by redefining it. Today's podcast continues that theme in a new episode titled, When Laziness Becomes a Virtue. We live in a time when almost every moral category has been repackaged. Pride is now self-confidence. Greed is ambition. And laziness, what Scripture calls sloth, is redefined as self-care, mental health awareness, or listening to your body. Rest is biblical. God commands it. But rest is not the same as refusal. When we excuse sin by giving it a softer name, we trade confession for justification. Romans 1 reminds us that when people reject God's truth, they begin to call evil good and good evil. To help us see how this works, imagine, just imagine, a national sloth movement, a campaign determined to make laziness respectable. Picture activists saying, we've been misunderstood and mistreated. We can't help being slothful. We were born this way. Doctors step forward and they say, slothfulness is genetic. Psychologists add, slothful people are just as emotionally healthy as anyone else. Sociologists argue, history has discriminated against the slothful. Society must modernize. Even pastors begin to soften. They say, the church is condemned sloth for too long. God loves slothful people too. Perhaps our theology needs revision. And when believers disagree, the activists reply, you're hateful, you're bigoted, you're slothophobic. Sounds absurd, doesn't it? But this is exactly what happens whenever sin is renamed, defended, and normalized. Once the world demands approval instead of tolerance, truth is replaced by feelings and holiness by self-acceptance. Scripture pulls the curtain back. Proverbs 6:9-11, how long will you lie there, O sluggard? Little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Poverty will come upon you like a robber. You see, sloth isn't simply doing nothing. It's resisting responsibility. It's the quiet decision to ignore God's call to purposeful work. In counseling, I've seen that slothful persons often feel deeply frustrated. They want change, but they've convinced themselves it's impossible. So they declare, this is who I am. That's not humility. It's hopelessness disguised as identity. The problem behind sloth isn't a lack of energy. It's a lack of belief. We stop trusting that God has given us meaningful work to do. We stop believing our obedience matters. Paul says in Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men. You see, work isn't punishment, it's worship. When we turn away from that truth, laziness becomes a form of unbelief. The world says today, don't let anyone pressure you. You deserve rest. God says, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. The world says, productivity is toxic. God says, the craving of a sluggard will be the death of him because his hands refuse to work. Proverbs 21:25. When we redefine sin, we lose the sight of grace. Because grace only makes sense when we admit what we need grace for. If you realize, maybe I've excused laziness in my own life, take heart. That conviction is mercy. It means God is inviting change. Biblical change starts when we call things what God calls them. He calls us to repent so he can restore us. The Holy Spirit's goal isn't to crush you, it's to free you from the burden of excuses. Next time in part two, we'll talk about when culture demands approval of sin and how believers can stand firm with grace and truth. Thanks for listening.